Hey, yeah, I could write a song with real words, not phony ones like Odelay.
You can't say crap on the radio.
Whoa-oh, whoa-oh-oh.
They sure play crap on the radio.
Whoa-oh, whoa-oh-oh.
Kissing Up Fast is at the label. Folks, scoop that shit. 1, 2, 3, go. If I ever make a radio edit, find my talk, yeah, go get it. Smash it over the hood of my car, light it on fire and bury it in the park. I'll never sell out, unless I have a chance, cause then I will. Oh, you can't say crap on the radio.
Whoa-oh, whoa-oh-oh.
They sure play crap on the radio.
Whoa-oh, whoa-oh-oh.
Kissing Up Fast is at the label. Folks, do that shit. 1, 2, 3, go. I ever sign a record deal, these songs, they're all yours to steal. Put the shit on the Pirate Bay, that'll be the day when you can finally say, man, I used to like that guy, but now I don't. Oh, you can't say crap on the radio.
Whoa-oh, whoa-oh-oh.
But they sure play crap on the radio.
Whoa-oh, whoa-oh-oh.
Kissing Up Fast is at the label. Folks, shoot that shit. 1, 2, 3, go. Listen to the radio. We just listen to Paul Bear. Whoa. Wherever we go. No, we never listen to the radio. We just listen to Ted Leo. Whoa. Wherever we go. No, we never listen to the radio. We just listen to Defiance, Ohio. Whoa. Wherever we go. But we can't afford to drive, so we don't. Capital Radio. Capital Radio, there's crap on the radio, there's crap on the radio. Well, you can't say crap on the radio.
Whoa-oh, whoa-oh-oh.
They sure play crap on the radio.
Whoa-oh, whoa-oh-oh.
Kissing Up Fast is at the label. Folks, with that shit. 1, 2, 3, go.
Well, that's my good friend Beck. I'm off to rock a series of mid-level venues.
But you guys are most of you guys from here?
Yeah.
Alright, so you know, so you're from a very specific place. You know what it means to be, you know what your home is, you know what it means to be from somewhere. That's like the moment that I had with this song. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
assertions to the contrary are from Jersey. I'm just going to do a couple more, and then it's Monday.
My musicology!
No, but it's Monday night, so we'll get everyone home. It's a good idea, but I didn't... Come on, what?
We got multiple come ons.
Yeah? Really? The thing is, you think that you can say come on and I can just do it. But I can't just do it. That's the thing. It's not a jukebox. You know, like, I gotta... It's a good idea, and I probably should have prepared that song, but I didn't. So I'm gonna play this one instead. That's okay. I haven't soured the mood.
What we please. can never turn on the heat. And every night's a blackout in this place. We get the bills, but we don't pay, but we don't pay. And I guess you're right, cause all of my friends are drug addicts! And I guess you're right, cause this really is a pretty gross mattress! But I'd rather sleep with junkies than with angels. And the moonlight turns all of us to werewolves. And sunrise is just a gorgeous bedtime away. The light hits the cheap wine.
At school they give you shit, drop you in the pit. You try to get out, but you can't, cause they fucked you about. Then you're a prime example of how they must not be. This is just a sample of what they've done to you and me. Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But they don't want me anymore, cause I threw it on the floor. They used to call me sweet thing, but I'm nobody's plaything. And now that I am different, they'd love to bust my head. They'd love to see me cop out, they'd love to see me dead. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But the living that is owed to me, I'm never gonna get. They've buggered this whole world up to their necks in debt. They give you a lobotomy for something you ain't done. They'll make you an epitome of everything that's wrong. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But they don't take any notice of what the public think. They're so hyped up with TV, they just don't wanna think. They'll use you as a target for demands and for advice. And when you don't wanna hear it, they'll say you're full of vice. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
Okay, this is August 26th, 2004. We're going to try to go through this in one live take. The complete history of the development of punk on New York's Lower East Side from 1950 to 1975. We start with Harry Smith in 1950, a beatnik weirdo living in New York City. His huge collections were insane, of Easter eggs and paper airplanes and rare records. He had about 1,000,060. To change America through music was his hope, and to make some money because he was broke, he compiled a triple-decker collection of songs from his records, released as the Smithsonian Anthology of American Folk.
On Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, the great ship Titanic began to reel and rock. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down?
Smith's plan began to work as foretold. This weird music began to take hold. It sparked an interest in these forms of life underground from the norms, and soon millions of folk records were being sold. By the early 60s, Dylan Bio's Phil Oakes were doing intellectualized copies of the old folks. Then one strange folk band downtown called the Holy Modal Rounders began to make it more anarchistic with weird voices and drug jokes.
Mom's out there switching in the kitchen, and Dad's in the living room fussing and a bitching. I'm out here kicking the gong for euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts reeling and walking, inside voices start squealing and squawking, floating around on a belladonna cloud singing euphoria.
In 64, that was. Then in 65, Lou Reed and John Cale in a Ludlow Street dive had a similar musical spin, also on acoustic guitar and violin, with even more New York Street drug jive.
Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, chasing our women around.
Pardon me, sir, but nothing could be further from my mind. I'm just waiting for a dear, dear friend of mine.
I'm waiting for the man.
In 65, the Rounders met other beatnik intellectual thugs on East 10th Street who called themselves the Fugs. In April, they were recorded by Harry Smith doing the punkiest songs yet to exist, lo-fi noisy shit about poetry, sex, and drugs.
I don't have a bedtime, I don't need to come, for I have become an amphetamine bum. If you don't like sleeping and don't want to screw, then you should take lots of amphetamines too.
Smith recorded two live Fug sessions, including Tule Kupferberg's amazing nihilist song, Nothing.
Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday and Thursday, nothing. Friday for a change, a little more, nothing. Saturday, once more, nothing. Fucking nothing. Sucking nothing. Flesh and sex, nothing. Church and Times Square, all a lot of nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Nothing.
The Fugs were real poets with real topics to speak out, and through the underground scene, this crude music could leak out, beginning the punk idea that anybody could do it without needing much musical ability to it, and this new crude music was soon labeled Freak Out. In 66, the Fugs signed to New York label ESP. The same label put out a band called The Gods, spelled with a Z. The Gods accomplished the feat of making even the Fugs' music sound sweet, with the least musical folk rock racket in history. Far from the West Coast hippie scene, New York underground music was far from mainstream. It was intellectual, but noisy and hectic, and then the Velvet Underground went electric and made folk punk more beautiful and more extreme.
Hey, waiting for the man. Got $26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for the man.
Nothing could stem New York's strange folk punk tide. In 68 came David Peel on the Lower East Side. He recorded an album in the street, screaming and sloppy. Danny Field signed him to Elektra, sold almost a million copies with songs like I Like Marijuana and Up Against the Wall, Motherfucker, inside.
A mother, where is my father? Where is my brother? They're at war. They're at war. You made them join the dirty U.S. Army. You told them all a filthy white lie.
Strangest of all, on East 10th Street in 68, were the duo Silver Apples, who managed to create two futuristic albums of noise, rhythm, and poetry, creative to the point of underground obscurity. It doesn't sound like punk or anything else, but it sounds great.
Oscillations, oscillations, electronic evocation, the sound of reality. Spinning magnetic fluctuations, wave on wave configurations that dance between the poles of sound and bind my world to song.
The Studas were a freak-out band in Detroit, and folks ignored them until Danny Fields brought them to New York and had John Cale from the Velvets record them. While most acid rock was turning into progressive, the Studas instead pushed the raw and aggressive, and Iggy Pop sang about degradation and boredom.
1969, okay. All across the USA. Another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do.
1970, David Peel's second album came with some amazing songs and some a little lame. In most pre-punk histories, Peel gets forgot because he was a hippie singing songs about pop. But his second album is the first album with the real sound that electric punk rock became.
We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die.
And even though it was 7 years before it was something the Clash would do, Peel mixed punk with reggae and the amazing song I Want to Kill You. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's all the people of the future generation. Ah. Call the people in a world of aggravation. Ah, ah. Call the people in a life of demonstration. Ah, ah. We gotta change the world before annihilation. Ah, ah. Gonna get a rifle and I'm gonna get a gun. I am out to kill you and I'll have a little fun. I am out to murder you, I'm going to attack. I am gonna kill you, you're the monkey on my back. Oh, kill you.
Kill! Kill! Kill!
I wanna kill you.
Kill! Kill!
In 71, Lester Bangs first writes the word punk to describe 60s enthusiastic teenage rock junk. 72, Lenny Kaye puts out the 60s garage comp Nuggets and coins the phrase punk rock in the liner notes of it. The punk rock would soon come to mean something different from what Lester and Lenny thunk. They meant raw 60s pop songs.
I feel depressed, I feel so bad. Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
Lenny Kaye was also a guitarist who began playing music with an East Side poet named Patti Smith, who would use it to mix wild poetry with simple rock stuff, like the Fugs in a way, but less rough. A postmodern way to take high art and low art and fuse it.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, not mine. Gloria, Gloria.
72, 73 is when the New York Dolls start mixing trash and drag fashion with a pure rock and roll heart. The David Johansen, Johnny Thunder sound mix old style simple rock with the new New York underground and sort of define the moment when stupid on purpose became the new smart. The Lower East Side began punk fashion as well, with ripped clothes and spiked hair worn by a poet named Richard Hell. Hell was in Television, the Neon Boys, the Heartbreakers, the Voidoids, and he wrote the song that gave the new 70s punk generation its first anthem yell.
I was screaming, get me out of here before I was even born. It's such a gamble when you get a fish. It's fascinating to observe what the mirror does, but when I dine, it's for the wall that I set a place. Cause I belong to the blank generation, but I can take it or leave it each time. I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
74, CBGB starts having punk shows with Television, Patti Smith, and the Ramones. 75, punk fanzine begins then. The whole thing moves over to England. England steals all the credit. That's how it goes. The end. This is Jeffrey Lewis, Jack Lewis, our friend Tyler. Thank you.
In the city, but the pretty girls don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
I don't have my fangs, cause I have lost my fangs. I am a vampire, I am a vampire, I have lost my mouth again. I am a vampire, I am a vampire, I have lost my mouth again.
So I get bone and I shred, so I popcorn and I do the weight and I sing, but my voice is looking and I want to play the guitar,
but my guitar's out of tune.
flower said, I wish I was a tree. The tree said, I wish I could be a different kind of tree. The cat wished that it was a bee. The turtle wished that it could fly really high into the sky, over rooftops, and then dive deep into the sea. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And the flower would be its offering of love to the desert, and the desert so dry and lonely that the critters all appreciate the effort. Hey, the jackalope, buddy, je peux les étranger, pour voler dans la nuit. And the rattlesnake said, I wish I had hands so I could hug you like a man. And then the cactus said, but don't you understand? My skin is covered with sharp spikes that'll stab you like a thousand knives. A hug would be nice, but hug my flower with your eyes. The flower said, I wish I was a tree. The tree said, I wish I could be a different kind of tree. The cat wished that it was a bee. The turtle wished that it could fly really high into the sky, over rooftops, and then dive deep into the sea. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And the flower would be its offering of love to the desert, and the desert so dry and lonely that the creatures all appreciate the effort.
Rock and roll points. Yeah, rock and roll points. noble diggers old, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers old, stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, see cavaliers by name. Your digging does maintain, and persons all defame. Stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pull down, stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pull down, stand up now. Your houses they pull down to fright your men in town. But the gentry must come down and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all. With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now, with spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seen cavaliers are bold, to kill you if they could, and rights from you to hold, stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, the gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found, their wisdom so profound, to cheat us of our ground, stand up now. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now, the lawyers they conjoin, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise, the devil in them lies, and hath blinded both their eyes, stand up now. The clergy they come in, stand up now, the clergy they come in, stand up now. The clergy they come in and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win, stand up now, diggers all. Gainst lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now, gainst lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now. For tyrants they are both, even flat against their oath, to grant us they are loath, free meat and drink and cloth, stand up now, diggers all. The club is all their law, stand up now, the club is all their law, stand up now. The club is all their law, to keep poor men in awe, but they no vision saw, to maintain such a law, stand up now, diggers all.
Fortune built on sweat and soil, built an empire tall as a hill, but he don't have fun and he never will. My, 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 my. Sees the world so far below, and though he tries he'll never know. Friends to greet the breaking day, and love to pass the night away. My, 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 my. William Francis High and Dry, with his paradise denied. My, 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 my. Is lost alone, a thousand ifs and a heart of stone. He measures his life in gain and cost, but he'll never add up the world he lost.
It's all a game to me. I was born at 12:30, almost 1 in the morning. I was born at 1:30, almost 2 in the morning. Now my birthday comes again, I don't know how old I am. 1:30 or 2 or 3, almost 4 in the morning. I was born at 4:30, almost 5 in the morning. I was born at 6:30, almost 7 in the morning. How old am I, you ask of me? 1 year younger than I used to be. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 in the morning. I was born at 9:30, almost 10 in the morning. I was born at 10:30, almost 11 in the morning. Today my age is twiddle and twee, I'm prettier than I used to be. 11:30, 11:30, almost 12 in the morning.
We'll be right back. the snitch, the snoop, the tattletale, led a threadbare up the stairs. Adieu, my little ballyhoo, you broke my heart in two, and now I haunt the bars and sent those tried affairs. She went home to gather a comb and caught him unawares, and there was a man enjoying the lay of the land. He took a walk in the dark with a dish from the stand. Girls in the creations, tied in the brightest grain of tea. But I take all that I see for a slow drag with Josephine. Josephine, Josephine. But I trade all that I see for a slow drag with Josephine. Gavots, carots, contillions, and so Hermes. From Rose and Farandals are all made in jest. But when you make that move, I can't resist. When will you declare your armistice? Josephine, Josephine. But I trade all that I've seen for a slow drag with Josephine. In another time and place, a different fate was cast. He tried to skiddle-daddle-doo. She might have slapped him just for saying, grab it one more chance before you pass. And curse the nurse, the name be the first. Or bury me at last. Curse the nurse. And in three-quarter time, the true and the false. Dancing the hesitation. Walls, then comes the flirt and the hesitation and temptation. Hip, hip, hooray. Listen to what I say, then you can take it away.
Slave labor.